And now.
Capital 263.
What up, what up? How are you doing? Welcome to Nana and the other guys on Figuring Out Adulthood in 30 or so minutes. Today I'm recording straight from a bedroom somewhere in Harare. And I've gotten the show for the first time after this dude has got a ring on a finger. Shout out to the best friend, Archie Bulls Moyo, who now is married to a lovely young lady who I'm glad to call my Nini. And she out there in squeeze. By the way, the first road trip I ever took in my life as me as the driver, I was with Jerry and who else was there with in the car? I was with Jerry and I was with my cousin, Tongi, and I was with the Mainini's like cousin sister, and we were peeling off on Mtara Road smooth as hell, and then we got into like the Eastern Highlands, the mountainous regions, and the Mazi took us home, and it was absolutely amazing. That was the first road trip I took, and there is no better way to take your first road trip than to go and seize the bride who happens to be my best friend's wife. So first of all, shout out and congratulations to Archie. This is you guys have been loboloed for 2 months and a day now. Two months and three days.
Who keeps track?
Everyone else is the one telling us how long we've been loboloed and how long we've been married. Like last month, it was, oh, happy first month anniversary, guys. We're too busy enjoying each other to remember.
You can sleep. You know to rara pants. You can sleep. Not to rara pants. Well, for happy 2 months and 3 days, Lobola anniversary. Shout out. It feels like it's been 3 or 4 months, though, to be quite honest. To me, that's how it feels. Right?
So. What does one?
Yeah, but that's because you were in the planning mix for a long time.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway.
So well, you keep an anniversary for Lobola and an anniversary for wedding and one for.
You keep
when
an
you started dating. What happens now?
It's a very good question.
You keep an anniversary for the first time you were allowed to take the girl home, and enjoy each other. That's the anniversary that.
That's another date altogether.
What is it called?
That's what I'm saying. Because sometimes you don't necessarily take her home on the day that she's loboloed. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, not exactly. I mean, like, the event that allowed you to see the bay. That's the one that is used. Not, like, the actual day. Like, anyway, Archie, shout out to you, man. How have you been?
I'm good, man. Been good. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Birthday in 2 days. I hope y'all got your presents ready.
Oh my gosh, it's your birthday? I had forgotten. Oh my gosh.
I've been busy.
It's not like I did not come to your house to visit you like last week. Like just no cousin, but you know what I mean? Nyasha. What interesting thing do I have to say about Nyasha before the show starts? One always has to find an interesting thing. My interesting thing has got nothing to do with Nyasha actually. It's got a lot more to do with Nat Timbeza. Shout out to you. She posted on Instagram that she's just about to listen to our show. We hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, all I say, Nyasha, you know, thank you for sharing the show to your cousin.
Deadline?
That's all I'm going to say. Shout out to her. And I don't know, Nyasha, how have you been today? You good? You all right?
Today has been an okay day. It's been good. I spoke to good friends, had good vibes, listened to good music. It was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything spicy to say, except I had to descend upon Onai earlier during the week.
Yes, she did. She did.
Because a man is abandoning me.
No, it's not that I'm abandoning you, but it's just that I've got access to other places.
The man is
now.
Busy.
And Nyasha, I will say,
never forget.
Hold on. Nyasha always parks perfectly, Kubasakwili. Like when she passes by, she parks amazingly well. She came and she parked squank, guys. Like, for no apparent reason. You know, she just, like, diagonally parked, double parked, and there's, like, the parking is tight. I'm like, Nyasha, I don't know. Like, you do know you represent both you and I here as you park here with your big truck.
I blame you.
Because every time you're around me, you lose your focus. I understand. Right. I get it. I've got that effect on women. Okay. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know.
Sometimes.
Let's start. So shout out to Mto who joined us last week. Lovely show. Let's get into, oh yeah, I just want to say, this is an open challenge. Miri and I are going to play 30 seconds with a bunch of friends. I'm declaring here, Miri, you're going down. We're going to beat you. Whoever, you and your salad friends, you're going to be beaten vehemently. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's start the show.
Is that how the word is said, vehemently?
Yeah, when you, even you, we're going to beat you vehemently. Vehemently, we're going to beat you too, Nyacha. You and your accent. We don't
it's
care.
Okay. It's okay. Right. It's okay.
Let's
okay.
get to about a week ago.
About a week ago. Week ago.
All right. In about a week ago. So I bumped into this on Twitter. It seemed as if this spot, the first time I actually went to this spot called Jamshi, it is actually Nyasha who introduced me to it because Nyasha loves Kizomba. Yes, you're the one who introduced me to Jamshi. I'd never been to Jamshi.
Yeah,
which is why I wanted to be on the show. Right? You introduced me to Jamshi and there was Kizomba happening. A lovely type of dance. Archie, I would encourage you and Bay to go and learn Kizomba together.
100%.
Yeah, it's an amazing. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
We've got enough to sell at the things we're doing in our lives right now.
Oh, trust me,
Chiki. Like Zomba. What? Mm.
Like 30 seconds. And Scrabble.
That's not...
We bought a Scrabble board with 50 days ago. We have to play. I must win.
Mm-mm.
If Miri is going to come. If Miri is going to come to play Scrabble, let me come there so I can beat her too at that game. She thinks he's so good.
Miri has cheated me in Scrabble before. That's a ban.
Yeah, oh yeah, we banned it. Anyway, so this happened. This went down. So apparently, Jamshi was caught up in a racist storm. So cut the long story short. Jamshi, is this really? Can you describe Jamshi to those who don't go to Jamshi, Nyasha?
I feel like it's changed so much in the past 8 months.
From a what to like, a what?
It was such a chill, quiet place where people would come, play, and just jam. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It was literally just like you'd have live music or just like chilled music in the back. And then everyone ran away from Queen of Hearts and they went to Jam. Now they were forced to expand.
So the darkies came and then they made your place super non-saladi. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, it's still super saladi, but now it's like...
A lot more black people.
Yeah. I mean,
like
I'm not
now.
It's now a bower.
Oh, it moved
like,
from...
Like it had more of a pub kind of vibe, and now it's just a bow.
And you do not like other blackies making your place more acceptable to them.
Listen,
a bower.
I'm just saying, let's go to things as black people, but let's not ruin the vibe because now. Now can't go any noise. You have to shout to be heard by the person sitting next to you. Aywa, boys.
Because of black people.
Setting it. Yes.
But shouldn't we blame the management? They never stopped evolving.
No, but then
that.
you can't turn away customers because money is money. The color of money doesn't change.
But the color of my skin is not good enough for this place, which is exactly what this issue looked like it was about. So this couple happened to go to the Jamshi and they wanted to park somewhere, but it seemed like the manager who was there on duty that day had a bit of a problem with them parking where they wanted to park. And, you know, these guys were angry at the manager because the manager seems to have said some things that were very nasty. One of which was, I do not need support from people like you. So this story went out. I think this couple shared that story on Facebook and then it turned into a racist issue. The Jamshi then sent an apology, which to me was pretty funny because one of the things that they said was like, oh, that manager in question, he's been teaching waiters how to do some, I don't know, flaring of shorts or something. And I just felt like, okay, so just because he did that, he's not a racist piece of, you know,
That's like a black friends are not a racist.
Yeah. So my question about this.
No. They were trying to say that he's an important member of the industry because he does that. Not necessarily because he's white or racist or anything like that. Let's just take him as a person without his color.
Okay. First of all, my first two things is first of all, I understand that every time we've got a white person and black person in altercation, we run to race. But to be quite honest, I did not see racism in this altercation. I just saw an overzealous manager who was very bad to clientele. I don't know if both of you guys saw it, or unless we're saying sometimes just because of the differences in our color, it's because I'm black. So do we sometimes overdo it?
Yes, like, we're too quick to call, to jump to conclusions.
Well, to be fair, is there any white person on record saying they've gotten the same attitude from this man?
You know, actually, you bring up a very good point, because I don't know. I don't know if the customers had been white, would he have done the same thing? Or if the manager had been black, would he have reacted the same way? I don't know. But because we don't know, one of the things that I feel like
the thing is, this is such a he said, she said situation.
I feel like this.
Yeah, and also, in the article, the staff there were coming to say, no. This is basically his normal behavior. So I don't think it's a race thing. That's just him.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it's not an excuse, but it's not racist.
Okay.
It might be, but it might just be who he is, which is trash still, but...
Sorry. This is how he is around black people. He's not racist, but he just sees black people and this side of him comes out.
No, but I'm just saying, quickly, what if that's just who he is? Even to white people, he's just an abrasive bash person.
But then no white person has ever put that story out on Facebook to complain, right? This is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, but then how often are white people...
And we know Zim Vaim loves to complain.
Wait, are you saying white people don't like complaining? White people in Zimbabwe? In Zimbabwe?
I've never come across it.
Why? Do you know, black people who live with white people complain. What more of the white people themselves? Actually, you remember what happened when we were at that drive-thru. Like, I don't know. I feel like white people have got the template of complaining. Like, in Zim, at least. Like,
I think as Zimbabweans, we take a lot of rubbish for things we shouldn't. And then people who are exposed to white people realize that sometimes it's your right to complain because people are doing the wrong thing. As Zimbabweans, we're used to not complaining, even when we know we should complain. No, we should, what if I cost him his job? Let me know. So if his job mattered, he wouldn't have done that. People should just complain and bad stuff.
I actually don't have a problem, by the way, with white people complaining. I think it's actually good. I just think that black people don't complain enough. But now the question that I then have is, have you guys live in two, three different types of Zimbabwes. Have you guys ever gone somewhere where you felt like, I'm not comfortable here because I'm black? Do you feel like...
Yes. Let me say it this way.
Okay.
Jam tree.
So you once went to... You once went to Jamtree and felt uncomfortable because you're black. Tom, walk me through it.
I felt like I was too black for it. Like, I felt like there are times when, shame, I feel like, yeah, anyway. It's become so posh. Like, it's become, you know, like how you say, I'm North of Samora? And then it's like, North of Samora.
Mm.
I feel like there's a lot more of the North kids than there are of North of Samora, you know what I mean?
Mm.
A funny hook is.
Yeah. And I'm so Zim.
So, Archie, do you feel like racism still exists in this country? And how much does it impact us on a daily basis? Whoever wants to go down.
I'm sorry. Mm. In the article, there was also that thing about the small bar that's on the side.
Mm.
That it's closed off to black people. It's not. It's a biker's club. So if you are a biker and you're a part of, you can enter.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fair.
Continue.
But the one close to the wine bottles. I saw people on Twitter complaining. Wine bottle. I've never cared. Times I've gone to GMT, I've never cared.
Because it's not open every day. It's open up when it's apple.
If you guys were to see the look on my face, I'm like, okay, guys, I'm really trying to make us a woke podcast and talking about like the subtle of racism that's happening in Zimbabwe. And then Archie and Nyasha are talking about, oh, that bar, like, yeah, I've never been there. Like the few times I've been there, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't really care. Like, ask the question over here, guys. Like, I'm trying to take us to the next level. Like, so when people listen to the podcast, they're like, oh, these guys just don't talk about marriage all the time. They actually talk about real things like racism. But I guess, you know, it's failing.
This is true. Okay.
Yeah,
I hear you. Continue.
Help me out here.
Ask a question again.
You think intermarital racism affects?
Look, racism exists. I think racism exists everywhere in the world. I don't know why when it's a black person who's being racist, we call it reverse racism. That's all just racism. But racism.
We don't call it racism. We call it standing for yourself.
We call it revenge.
But racism, while we're answering racism, I'd like to ask, does this complaint about Jamtri matter? I know all the keyboard warriors took to Twitter, took to Facebook, but Zimbabweans suck at cancel culture. I complain about the Vesangwaru Jamtri Zuru and probably Friday.
And they're not supposed to be there, right? Because these places are supposed to be closed, right? Actually, did you just
sniff? They were picking up food.
I said ordering takeout.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that is true. I do not think that Zimbabweans are good at cancel culture because most Zimbabweans really don't care. They just want to have a time, a good time. Like, I think there's nothing that we successfully canceled in Zimbabwe. I do not think that there's anything we've ever successfully canceled in Zimbabwe. Like, everything we've tried to cancel doesn't... I remember they tried to cancel Den Dairy.
Like what?
Den Dairy.
I mean, can you really cancel That's funny because they come from the same animal.
You guys are not serious today. Like, our listeners are going to be like, you guys had a good show last week. I don't know what y'all was doing today. Like, All right, cool. Do you know what? Let's talk about what y'all... Let's not talk about racism. Let's talk about, How non-frequent you're supposed to stop seeing your friend after they get married, because when you were at the Akupereka ceremony, they told them like, Ona is now 5% of your life and Archie's girl is now 95%. So Ona, I can only take my 5% like once every 2 weeks. And I take my, like, do you want to talk about that instead? Nyasha, do you want to talk about like how girls don't make an effort and guys are always struggling? I don't know what you want to talk about. This seems like a premarital podcast. That means Archie's not supposed to be there.
You give us your comments on the racism.
I'll give you my comments.
You give us your comments on racism.
Here's what I think. I think the racism exists in this country, but a majority of the people in this country don't have access to white people to don't have access to people with the power to be racist to actually see that it's happening. I feel like what happens is Zimbabwe's got one good thing.
True.
Like, I think Zimbabwe's got one good thing happening for it. We got rich black people. Mm-hmm. Like rich black people who are as rich as white people, right? And racism exists mostly because of a power dynamic. So if you take out power away from like one particular race, then you will not have racism because they'll be like, we cannot, you know, because you, and like wherever you see, it's like tribalism. Tribalism exists because there is a perceived and probably existent power within Shona people against every other, you know, tribe. If every other tribe had financial access and whatever, they wouldn't care what you felt about them. But the problem is, anyone who is racist can use and wield their power too. Now, the thing is, the richest dude in this country is probably a black person, right? We've got maybe not. But we've got really, really rich black people who work alongside really, really rich white people, right? So sometimes it's pretty difficult to see because the schools that they take their kids, black people take their kids there, right? And this, you know, so it's pretty difficult to see. However, you can slightly see it sometimes in the segregation of this place seems to be very white.
So,
and in
so
that,
Zim is more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I feel like it exists, but sometimes you don't get to really see it because the black people be like, we can actually afford that which you think you're going to give us barriers to. So you might as well, because you want our money, you might as well treat us okay. But the problem is that those black people become classist on other black people, which is why you hear the Nyasha saying, we don't like Gumtree anymore because it's too black now. I don't know if that makes sense.
I didn't say it's too black. I said it's too rich people black, rich black people-y.
Yeah. It's got black
people. I feel like
those 15-year-olds who can buy Hennessy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Those people go
boots. It doesn't make sense to me.
Like, come on, man. Like, really? Like,
it doesn't make sense to me. So I think what you're saying is that black people in Zim, racism doesn't exactly exist. I actually think that in Zim, black people are racist towards black people.
That's not racism. That's just another ism. It could be classism. It could be elitism. It could be.
No, what if opportunities? Is it elitism? Even if at your own organization, a black person would rather give a white person an opportunity you deserve.
That is actually racist. I think even in the same vein when we go like, you know, that's self-hate, and it's a racial based self-hate, and I think a majority of the rich white people actually are pretty dope. They're actually not racist, but they see the way we treat ourselves. So when I went to the UK, right, the white people there were not like the white people here in Zim. The white people here in Zim know that they're white people. Like, you know, they know that they're white people. But when I went to UK, there were white people who were broker than me. And by virtue of that, it felt like we were on the same level. I know other people have got different experiences with white people outside, but I felt less uncomfortable around white people in the UK as opposed to the way I felt uncomfortable sometimes around white people in Zimbabwe. Because white people in Zimbabwe...
Is it not that they're in the minority here in Zim as opposed to that side?
No, I'm saying that they're in the rich minority. So you ever see a white person, you feel like, oh my gosh, they're rich, and then you kind of lower yourself. But in the UK, they're everywhere, and not all of them are rich. And some of them are actually like poorer than you. So I felt less racial. I don't know if that makes... I kind of felt like white people would approach me like a human being more in the UK than the way white people act like when they're this side. They kind of separate themselves. You know what I mean? Like, this is why you've got places where...
I think it's also a way of protecting themselves.
From what?
In that, from us, we can be very toxic. I think admit a black person. We're very toxic beings.
For power, just by the virtue of the fact that we're black. Like, I don't know yet. Like,
yes.
You're a racist person to this podcast.
I don't get how we are toxic.
We are toxic in that we put them on a pedestal and we kind of like, oh no, the Varungus. You know, we look at them the way that black people are looked at in, say, China, right?
Okay.
Where they're sort of like an anomaly. Because you don't see them often enough. So when you see them, you're like, ooh, white person.
Yeah.
Right? Whether they're rich or not is sort of irrelevant-ish. So we have given them the power to be racist, even though they're not actually racist within themselves. And you'll find that a lot of the white people that are here have been in Zim, their second, third generation white folk in Zim. So they feel like they're Zimbabweans to their core.
Mm. Yeah.
So, of making them racist towards us.
But they actually aren't racist.
That's where I'm taking it. Yeah.
Okay.
But is there really an opportunity for racism in Zimbabwe? I feel like...
Yes.
I live in Bordo. I don't even interact with white people enough. And there aren't enough places that I can afford to go to. To live and feel like that was racist.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That if it exists, we don't get to see it because either we really don't care about the places they go to or we don't value the things that they
do.
Some of the places aren't that expensive. I remember Archie once telling me about like one person that we know who is not black, who had access to like spots, rental spaces that are like cheap enough for people like of our color to afford. But they keep it in a closed community there, right? So... Sometimes
they're not that price if you go and ask. If you go and ask, it's three times the price.
Oh, but if a white person goes and asks, they'll...
Yeah, but then that's the barrier to entry.
So we do realize that racism exists in Zimbabwe. And one of the things that pushes racism is black people who are either just not caring about it, or black people who would like that structure to exist, because when they get rich, they can be like the white person part two, racist white person part two, basically.
Yes. I think that's the conclusion.
Ah, okay. So I'm a... I always say I love people. I see color. I love people. Black, white, brown, green, pink. I love people. And I think from the privilege I've had to travel places I've traveled to, I've met amazing people of all different races. At the end of the day, if you're a messed up human being, stay away from me. But I will love you though. And you will like me, even if I'm black, right? And I have some of the most amazing experiences. I think I'm just going on and on, but I have some of the most amazing...
Now you're just saying words.
I've just had some of the most amazing... I've made some of the most best friends by the people who are not black, right? And some of my people who treated me the worst were black. So, I don't know. I just hope that you meet non-racist people.
Because we're racist towards ourselves.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Like, guys, calm down. Like, we don't gotta do that. I mean, you can, but if I don't do that, don't take me as a person who's like, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's a whole conversation for a whole other day, right?
You can have that
conversation with other Zimbabweans who've been to the UK. But it's just a bit of a
Bulawayo, brother. It's Bulawayo. It's not Bulawayo. Come on, man. Act like the individual. Oh, gosh. Anyway, let's do hashtags and .coms. Let's see where we can, if we can salvage the show. So, Nyasha saw something on the internet about bathing. Nyasha, tell us, what happened?
I've been seeing a lot of people... Okay.
You ran out of white bundles, huh? White people bundles.
Yes. So earlier last week, during the week, whenever the previousness before this podcast dropped, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, Kunis, whatever her name is, Hansi, they only bathe their two young children when you can see the dirt on them. So, you know, black people were like, no, that's not a thing. I mean, it's not just black people, but it's not geza compared to white people. No offense to what you add. This is the most racist podcast you've ever done.
No, you, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at the fact that Nyasha just said a statement that our fellow, ivory-colored brethren do not partake of these waters that make us human beings clean.
No, okay, but anyway.
But
so,
I will say, mm-hmm. It is a stereotype all around the world that, unfortunately, yes. My wife's
popular opinion.
It is my popular opinion that our white friends don't bath. But the thing is, I don't know why they didn't say black people stink. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
Because we don't go around smelling like, hey, Nyasha. Wow.
I am not laughing. I don't want to be in trouble for this. Gosh.
So there are experts who agreed with them that we shouldn't be bathing as often as we should because we're stripping the skin of its natural protection. We have good bacteria and such on our skin that protects us. But at the same damn time, guys, we're sweating, you're exposed to the elements. There's a lot of stuff that happens. And people, so there's also a young lady, she's a whole woman, Lavette, I can't remember what her surname is, she got married recently, posted also a poll on Twitter, and she's like, how often are people actually bathing? People are like, oh no, every other day. Like majority of the people responded every other day.
So people bath, right? And then they go to a whole new day. No, actually they bath, today, Bath Monday. Let's say Bath Monday. They go to work. They work. Mm-hmm. They go back home. They sleep in sheets. Mm-hmm. And then they wake up the next day and just change underwear. Or just, you know what, we can just keep the same thing anyway, right? And go to work.
And just continue with life.
Just continue with life. And then they sleep in the same bed, possibly next to another whole human being. And then wake up and then say, oh, today is the day that we possibly are going to bath.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, but I was so shocked.
For my wife, I wouldn't bath as often.
I mean, I don't want...
There's no many kids, right?
Like, I'm not...
I don't say about my daughter because she's like, you're the perfect candidate to talk about.
I will never speak on Archie and his bathing patterns because, yeah, that's a story for just him and I and
do you also partake in the same pattern?
Why do people want to bath every day, guys?
Because you're sweating. You've got dead skin. Your skin is always dying. You need to scrape that off. Get the new skin, you know, just be awesome.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I want to, and I'm going to say this time, I bath every day. But now I'm slowly evolving to those people who bath twice a day. Like, that's I want
to. Do you know what it is? It's also about entering your sheets respectfully, which you know it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm also like, one of the reasons why I'm also practicing bathing twice a day is because I'm going to get married like one day, right? And I'm just kind of practicing for that. Like, you know.
But then she's got nothing to change.
What do you mean?
Oh. No, maybe, you never know. Because there's this one item, one woman who commented on the post, and she's like, yeah, no, my husband, I actually need to remind him every day to bath with soap.
Wait, so they just bath
like I need to,
they just bath with water.
Just
it's
water,
like,
just because she quiz it. No towel, no nothing, just water. I'm standing there like.
It's water and vibes.
It's just water and vibes.
I guess, no. Listen, I don't understand people, right, who skip baths. It's because human beings, and we live in sub-Saharan Africa, this place is hot as hell, right? You will sweat, like you are going to sweat. In my head, I'm thinking, Onye, why weren't you bathing twice a day all the time anyway? Like, and then I want to say it's because, you know, like Zimbabwe, not too many people have got geysers, and therefore hot water at night is difficult, and then you're having to heat the water and doing bucket bath. Like, when you think of, I'm relaxing after, like, a whole day, you think of, oh my gosh, a little car tub and, you know, your non-alcoholic wine and a book to read, I don't know, and I'm loving the man that I'm becoming, tab vibes, right? And then I'll sleep peacefully in Egyptian car. I don't necessarily think of, okay, I'm in this, like, I've got this big red bucket in front of me and I'm squatting inside the tub and I'm throwing water on myself that I've heated up with a gas stove. And gas stove then heats up water really, really hard that I've tried to dilute. Now I over-diluted. It's not as hot as I want it to be. Now I'm doing my second bath of the day. I'm super pissed because this water is not really that hot. And like, wait, so that means I'm going to wear a whole new underwear, right? And I'm going to take it up tomorrow morning? That feels like a waste. Make it feel
sleep without the underwear on.
Why are you wearing underwear when you're going to bed?
Exactly.
Because I'm not married. Like, I have to. It feels weird. Like, you know what I mean? You have got...
That's when it should be best. There's no one to be like, to accidentally kick you in the nuts or anything. You know what I'm saying?
I want someone to accidentally discover that I've got no underwear. That's what I want to do. But I can't because I ain't married.
Sleep commando, hey, bro.
Who is taking your pajamas
breathe.
No, all I'm saying is I just feel weird, right? Because I live in a, like, I live with mom, and I got my cousin over. Mm-hmm. I would just feel weird walking around just with the nginde nginde berori nori. Swinging like that. I'm a cupid of bean, guys. Last night. I got my gray sweatpants on. Right, and I wake up in the morning. and I'm seeing like, oh gosh, this journey of sleep is difficult because the body has got nocturnal emissions. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Google them, right?
And emissions.
Yes, they are. And I woke up, and you know, sometimes, like for those who remember back in the day, sometimes it doesn't show. But this gray sweatpants I had is like that light gray. So there was a young patch on it. Like, I just poured water on myself. And, oh, God. Oh, no, imagine walking around child. And then you bump into your mom or my cousin who's female. And then she's just going to be like, oh, so it happened, huh? Like, it's like that, right?
Like, must be some nice dreams, huh?
Are you 14? Like, what's great? Yo, like, and it's this way. Now, imagine I was so Nginde and Nginde. That patch would have been so much bigger. And just, oh my gosh, it was so much. Anyway,
but I'm just saying.
Struggles. This is why I need to leave alone, guys, where I can have those dreams in peace. Ah, gosh. But anyway, I'm just saying.
Free.
That's the. Hey, guys, today, yeah, I was like free to say it, free to do it. Oh my gosh. But anyway, of which I'm not free to do it. Because, you know. Anyway.
Get out.
I'm not free to do it. But anyway, my point is, bathing twice a day in Zimbabwe where you do not have functional showers with hot water, you're a champion for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're a champion for doing
the
that.
Water, actually. We don't want to waste amvura. No manga marain.
And there's that. So,
you see, that was also an argument. Kuti, hey, I'm helping to save the planet. I'm not wasting water. Chi-chi-chi. Even changing towels. I hope you guys change your towels, please.
Fam. Air pollution, you can
give up. Obviously, you change your towel, kanara baruka. When your towel is now like shreds, you have to change towel.
Okay, do you have a different towel for your face still uses than towels. You do for your body?
I know, Nyasha, now that's a little too extra.
What? Like, change that's... towel in the bath.
Like, the only two cloths that should exist in the bathroom at the same time is your towel and each korobo. Like, other things, like, you know, we don't do that.
Okay, what about your drying towel?
Listen, I use a loofah.
A loofah?
I use a loofah. I don't use a towel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Loofah bowl. But you can't tell me that you use a loofah on your face.
Hey.
Okay.
This is, you see what? Girls are doing all these things and changing towels for face and body. And look at guys, loofah, same body. Same loofah for the face and the ass.
It's the same thing. It works. And we don't need to
Mean too many skin regimen.
Hey, bro, you got up someday.
You put your shit on your face.
Hey, come on, man. You said the body is healthy.
I think let's move on. I've discovered new and interesting things about my friends.
There is a show where Nomaliso taught everyone how to bath. On 99 the other guys. Like a couple
really?
Of years back. Yeah, she described
how did I miss that?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. You could ask her. But I'll try and look for it. No, I won't. But like, yeah, there's a show. I won't. I know I won't. I'm not gonna do that. But there's a show where she tried to teach us how to bath. But guys, gentlemen, please bath and roll on. Minimum for me, for guys.
Women also bath. Everyone must just bath.
Can I ask you guys a question? Like, this is gonna get me in trouble. What's worse, a girl who smells of sweat or a guy who smells of sweat? Like, generally.
A guy's sweat. Guys, Nikita. Aye! That thing will put you down. That smell will put you down.
Okay, is there a bigger expectations for girls to smell nice than for guys? Like when you pass by a girl who smells like you're a little funky, be like, ooh, and a guy be like, eh, it's just a dude. Is that how you guys feel?
Yes. Amino, actually, too quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when people smell, they just smell, guys. Like
it makes a difference.
it's like being in a combi on your way to attachment. And that big fat lady who mukirad musika is right there. Sweaty arm, it's now stuck to your shirt.
Yeah. When you get out, you've got a patch like Onaiz right over here.
People should just bath. Try to bath at least once a week.
Oh gosh, guys, don't listen to Archie. Like, I know, just don't do it. But anyway,
once a day, please.
I feel like this podcast was racist at the beginning, and then it is something East right now. Like, I feel like we're not listening to the
Baptist.
I guess so. Noogie Baptist. Anyway, listen. Let's go to the filling station, right? Because I don't know where we're gonna go with this. Let's get to the filling station, listen to Archie, but just turn that week into like each day, okay? Or twice, please. I just feel
twice
like
a week.
No, like once every day. Just by, oh, okay, twice, just, twice
just,
a day.
Just stop. Okay. Let's go. Okay. really.
Yasha, the honor is yours to give us that thing.
Who did this last week?
It was Mtoz, you see, and he was like, "Welcome to the filling station." They're like, "Yo, bro." now they're going to say I'm trying to listen. You know, listen, I would have no. Listen, I'm Shauna, right? I understand, like, my accent.
Oh,
I understand my accent, right? I am one of those Shona people where, because I think I grew up in Bulawayo, and all. I have fun making fun of the Shona accent as well. Like, if someone, like, welcome to the filling station.
Welcome.
Like, the Shona people do not... Like, the L in our lives is the inability to pronounce the letter L. Like, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot pronounce the letter L for Jack. Welcome.
It's either a U or an R.
We just
because we don't have an L. We don't have L's. We don't have Q's. And, we don't have X's.
And I still don't.
Right. Like, my brother's name is Neil. Bruh, Neil. New. Yeah. Like Kindle. That's the funny part. Like I love this because the word like Kindle, is Shona person like Kindle, right? And then my southern brethren like Kindle. Like man.
Please, can you sort out my Kindle?
My Kindle. And then the Shona person is supposed to sort of blame your Kindle. No, my Kindle. No, your Kindle. No, Kindle. I Kindle.
The problem is not your Kindle. You just don't have data bundles.
But
bundle and bangles.
I'm a bungle. Anyway,
bundle.
I got my bungle. Oh my gosh. Oh, jeez. Oh, okay. Oh, I am never. Do you want to cancel me?
we have to. You're okay, but we don't know how to cancel things. You'll be fine.
You're gonna cancel, and you won't know.
Cancel.
You won't know anymore. Is it canceling? Was it counseling? Is this cancel?
No. Is this cancel?
It
cancel.
All I know is getting canceled. Because no one understands what's the instruction. I think we need to cancel.
Cancel. And all of a sudden, man, I met a therapist like, yo, what happened? Like, that's not the cancel. And they take me to some counselor's office for what, 6? Like, I'm like, no, you're getting it wrong. It's a cancel.
Oh, this is bad.
Stop it. Okay. Stop. We are decent human beings. 30, we are not racist. Okay, I'm ready now.
Andrea and Nikki, people were judging on me 30 seconds last week. So much worse.
I'm going to beat Miriam in 30 seconds. And
in the middle of your dreams, you're going to beat Miri, and then you roll over.
I'm going to beat Miri. You know at what game? Scramble.
So when my mom was growing up,
Yeah.
My mama's where she grew up in the Midlands. The Midlands is a nice mix of both. And the taste when you are in with the way you guys say chicken and sips, you'd say if you go to Harare, Mchate, Mruke, and Oxtungis.
Oxtungis. Ow. Ow.
That is what people say.
Your mom is spicy. It's Tungis. Your mom is spicy, though. And I love it. I love her for it. Because, yo, when she brings it, she brings it. Anyway. Ash is there. Okay, let's get to the feeling.
No, but she does listen to the podcast now.
No, I mean, I like it in a nice way.
I'm not too old to get my ass handed to me.
Hey, me too, because if I'm there, I'm going to be beaten up. Anyway, let's get to the feeling.
Bungles.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay, listen.
Welcome to the feeling session. No, let's be normal.
Normal. Let me do my thing, man. Normal. Okay.
Let me do my thing. Welcome to the feeling station.
Okay, here we are.
Hey,
shut up. Okay, so. Hey, Saint Nyasha has been saving us a lot with the feeling stations. And the feeling station we're actually supposed to have, we're not going to have, but we're going to have a different one. Nyasha, I want to introduce this one. All right, so. My dad, this one time, me and my dad, he only had the talk with me, my brother and I, when it was really too late to have that talk. But he did nonetheless. And then he was like, you know, one of the girls you're supposed to, you know, marry one day, you know, make sure this girl is 5 years younger than you or more, right?
Mm.
And his argument was women age faster than men. So, like, women, I was about to say women age like dogs. Like, every 1 year is like a young five.
What?
You know, dogs die. When a dog is 12 years old, it's like an old dog, like it's an old pal, right? So, his point was for every 1 year women goes, that's like young 3-4. So, by the time, you know, like 30 is actually low key like 55 or something like that. That was my dad's point. I do not agree with him. I love him though. And so, so Nyasha sent us a feeling station and said feeling station. It said, where is this article? Guys, I cannot have my bearings. I'm just looking for every like thing. It says age, there's a study that said age difference between spouses impacts likelihood of divorce. And in this study, it was found out that the people who have larger age gaps,
the bigger the gap,
the higher the likelihood of divorce, right? And it's down to if you're from the same generation, you probably understand each other more and all that. Now, as a man who lives in Zimbabwe, right, I've often had friends who are like, nah, because I'm like 32 in October. They're like, nah, B, like, I ain't going to marry no 30-year-old chick, but I want some 24-year-old Adams, some 25-year-old Adams, right? And the argument is, you know what? First of all, they'll listen to you. They're slightly immature. You can teach them your ways. Number two, you know, they haven't seen the world like these other 30-year-old ones are. And then the 30-year-old ones are. Like, you've got all these things that make young, sexy, and fresh. They're usually nice and fresh. I'm like, are they tomatoes that are, you know, like, are they oranges that are fresh? And it seems a little creepy, right? So it then makes it really difficult for girls who are above a certain age to be considered in the dating pools. And then guys just want younger. Now, from this study that says, well, actually, if you're going for the younger chicks, there's a higher likelihood of divorce. Do you agree? How do you feel about the study? Do you feel like it's all cap or it's all facts?
I mean, I think there is some fact and there is some cap. The fact comes from the generational thing. It's very important that you guys understand one another. Mm-hmm. However, you do have young people that are old souls. So they're quite mature and you can see yourself having a life that makes sense with them, despite them being younger than you.
Okay.
Because I can tell you, even just like when I interact with the younger generation, there are times when I have conversations that are even deeper and more brainful, wisdom, wise, wiser. Here we go, the English. That are wiser than
the ones when you
people
have
my school. Age. Because some people my age that are just yeah. That's no, like the problem is that, guy, why are you not thinking?
The kids who are younger, who go on so many wisdom, is because they are smoking weed. That's the reason why. Let's be honest. These kids smoke. These kids be smoking that great. Yo, these kids be having muffins with weed inside. They be doing the most. So when they come through sounding all wise.
So you think that the drugs is what's making them wise and not that they're actual.
I'm just joking. But I hear your point, though. I actually just recently got married. Before you got married and now, I'm not going to ask you the age difference between you and my Nini. But how do you feel about it?
It's not something I've ever thought matters. Especially, we did talk about it with her before. And one of the things we agreed on was, like, having age becoming something that is a factor of divorce doesn't make sense, because that's one of the things you know before you even know is he a slob, does he snore, you know their age.
Mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm. when people divorce because of age, it's really other factors. It's really either mutawuri cannot makapina my expectations are serial.
I feel like yes, I think, correct you.
I think when it comes to the age thing, the age will influence the things that will then bring you to divorce.
Yes.
Right? Such as maybe...
What?
The spending habits of a 20-year-old versus the spending habits of a 30-year-old, they're different.
The sexual habits
for
a 40-year-old are different from the sexual habits of a 20-year-old.
Yes. Yeah. So those sorts of things, they're influenced by that age.
I was going to say for the spending ones, it's not like you don't talk about it. It'll be weird if people are getting married before they understand each other's spending habits. Sexual ones, I know it can become a strain. But can I tell you, say 15 years,
mm-hmm.
it would, like, where I'm taking it back to is communication is, if there's a 15-year gap, why are you guys not even talking about, you're my guy? You do know that in about 10 years, I'll be 50. And you'll be 25 or you'll be 35. As a female, you'll be at the peak of your sexual needs. And I'll be gone. I'll be too tired for that shit. If people are not having those conversations, that's why it's becoming a problem. Not because the age is the problem. They are not talking about the things that are affected by their age. It's like if you decide to start dating a white chick now, and you know, like, they are going to, or for Onai and Jemene chick, and you know there are going to be some cultural issues.
Wait. Pause. I don't think my family has got a problem with Jemene.
Yes. It was an example. You jumping in may actually mean they do have a problem. But
they don't, though.
You just look to the side. Okay, continue, Archie.
But what I mean is, people need to talk about things. Like, yo, you and I, there are going to be these differences. So, how are we, like, are you going to be okay with it? But maybe when, at the time, they don't want to think about such things. But you really have to think about it. The wider the age group, the less activity we can do together a few years from now. And are the divorces happening earlier in the marriages or later on? Because it also then helps to understand. If it's later on, then we know, yeah. So probably later on, the age difference, she didn't want to do my diapers. She was tired of that shit. She went and ran off with the tennis instructor.
She was tired of doing diapers. She was tired of what she? The diapers? Did you hear what she just did with that?
Tired of your shit.
Like, literally. But, that's where I was trying to take it. You guys are like, taking too long.
My thing was, when I was reading around this topic, was, is it really about the age gap of the woman being younger, or does it also go the other direction?
If the woman
is older, does it change things?
I generally do not think women like dating younger men as much
you think so.
No, I really don't. I've I've seen more women not wanting to date younger men than the other way around. I mean, younger is news like a year, like a young five. I hardly ever see that, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about it. I don't know why, but
because when I bumped across that, Nyasha, where is the English? It's
I ever will say that as
the
a bumble, I've flinged with a person who was older than me, and that was a very interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
On several occasions.
Okay.
No, actually, not several. Not several. No. No, it's the interesting part about it, maybe it was because of the age that I was and the age that she was. Damn, that girl knew how to stroke my ego. Like.
And I was saying, I bumped into this conversation, and the woman was saying that she's dated someone who was 4 years older than her. She dated someone 2 years younger than her and 12 years younger than her. And the one that with the 12-year gap, 12-year gap, the one who's younger than her by 12 years, it's been one of the best of the three that she was comparing.
Did she marry them, the 12-year-old younger one?
Good question.
Because at the end of the day, if
been at it for like 6 months.
For me, if you do not finally hitch with the 12-year-old younger than you, then the thing is the 12-year-old one is doing the things that you like because the 12 years younger than you one is getting something from that relationship. It's really that simple. Because, you know, I really want to see how where this is going to go, to be quite honest, for that one. But what do I think about
it? I mean, these relationships kind of, they do work.
Listen, I'm going to keep it a bean. No, I think there's a certain type of guy who gets along with a certain type of girl. Mm-hmm. And usually the get-along ability is based on the life experiences a girl who would have gone through a certain number of years and certain experiences for him to be able to get along with. Now, what I'm trying to say by this is sometimes you will find a 30-year-old guy getting along with a 25-year-old girl because the things that are important to him have got nothing to do with maybe the general life experiences that a 25-year-old girl would have gone through. Some of the guys who are like 40 years mm-hmm. old can only ever get along with another slightly similar age type of person because to them, some of those life experiences are important and the girl who's like 30 might not have the mental institutional capacity to really understand where this guy is going with this thing, right? So I think that's the way it works. It's age matters, but then there's also another confounder, like what the type of person is like. So I do think age does play a part, but there is also it doesn't play a part with everyone. I know it sounds like a very much a it depends kind of, but I do think age does. But there's a certain type of guy where it does, and a certain type of guy where it doesn't, and exactly the same with women.
If you're going to go with that logic, right? Why can't a guy settle with a girl of a, like maybe a year, 2 years difference, and not go all the way down to 5-10 years? Because the experiences that someone would have in their who's 25 and who's 28 would. Is the difference so great?
I just think age doesn't matter because whatever the reasons that happen later on are just a factor of personality more than anything else. You can marry someone who's 2 years older than you, and they will respect you more than if you'd married a chick who's 10 years younger than you, or 3 years younger, than you, 5 years younger than you. So it becomes more the personality more than anything else. But like I don't know. I know a lot of the advice is people like guys are often told to look for younger girls. Is it about that respect or is it because there's a belief that when they're younger they have seen less of the world and they have less of their own constructs around how things will happen? And you can mold that person sort of to go into your route versus finding someone who has seen the world and
now knows themselves the and I don't
catch them young and watch them grow.
Like, catch them young and let them grow the way you want them to. Like, catch them young and rear them. Like, yeah, you know, day old chicks. Like, we're doing Irvine girls. Like, that's what we're doing now. Like, I feel like it's a very unfair thing. Although I feel like to some people it works. Like, yo, I want to have a happy home, so I'm going to marry someone who I'm going to program the way I want them. That's what I'm going to do. And it works for them. So I can't really fault them on that. Although it kind of feels like you're boxing the chicken. So I don't know if you're going to box the chicken inside. Like, what's going to happen much later, right? But at the same time, the chick who's being boxed in probably loves this guy anyway and maybe might want that boxing. And I don't know. So, yeah, it's a little difficult. It's crazy. I really don't know.
I mean, I'd be very keen to understand.
What are your preferences, though? Onai and Nyasha.
Or the gym off the market come. I'm Chabunski.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, man. One day. I personally feel like, I used to think that, I'm gonna date. I think it's a personality thing, and somehow the people I have found super interesting in the more recent times are closer to my age than the people who are much younger. So I don't know if it's just coincidence or not.
You're an old soul. You know, they say women are like 4 years more mature than us.
Mm.
So,
or maybe the women that I like are like my age and just like young souls. I don't know.
Well, that's the childish one.
I didn't say childish, young souls. They're just vibrant and, oh my gosh, you know, they do not let the age on their birth certificate define who they are, type of thing. I don't know. So that's just been my more recent history. But I've dated a girl 5 years young. And she has to respond quickly. For
Oh, yeah. But before Nyasha responds, do you remember when we were like in high school and like the girls in our stream, Tatava Pana, Akutama Young, working guy in his team, attachment, Richango Pizama degree, Chichi. I was particularly my first year. I got to go mad. Anyway, Nyasha, what is your preference?
I got Beja. Nyasha likes them young. Nga.
What makes you say that?
I don't know.
You can't just.
You play too much. You play too much with your lightest friends. That's why.
That's way too young. That's way too young. I play with them because they're cool people and they're vafana bangu. Like they just cool people. Like I said, I enjoy having conversations with them because
I thought I was in fun of two at some point and then eight.
Relax. I don't think I'm overly fussy.
I'm gonna be cancelled. I'm gonna be cancelled.
It's okay. We told you. You're safe. The sim doesn't know how to do that. We're still learning.
I don't know how to cancel.
You're the first successful cancellation.
Successful.
Yes, sir.
Successful. Oh.
Yes. Anyway, I'm saying I don't think I have a particular age range. Obviously, if you're older, I might pay more attention because you have more your shit together than a younger guy does. But then there's also some young guys who are up and coming who are getting their things together real quick.
Mm.
So it's really just about, it's about you as an individual, not really about your birth certificate.
No, we hear you. I think we can put an end to the show here before I embarrass myself. I feel like I've pushed it to the
one more time.
Oh, actually, where can we, in a minute, where can we get you? Where can people find you on social media?
Social media. Akimoyo on all social media
platforms. All right, no problem. Catch his podcast. Hey.
Business Blunders and Brilliance.
Brilliance. Anyway, Anyasha, where can people find you? Let's go. Less than a minute to go.
You can find me on Nyasha.Timbiza on Instagram, Nyasha_Timbiza on Twitter. I'm more active on Twitter now. Let's just like
Ooh, it's called again? Twitter. And so that people cannot say what with TW. It's Twitter. They put a K. You know, every language has got silent letters. So now people just put in that. There's no one. Twitter. My name Twitter 12. My name is on online on all social media platforms. You guys have been amazing. I'll see you next week.
Listen, I'm done with you guys. Let's go home.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And now. Capital 263.